Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. Shiras Panzer Lo Yinishmas Ein Biakos Shom Le'Abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara towards the end of Amud Bey says, "Mal La'Amoy Yipay Sefer Torah." Do we have to stand in front of a Sefer Torah? So says the Gemara, "Kal V'Chaymer Mipay Loimdeya Oimdim Mipaneh L'Kol Sheken." If you stand in front of Talmid Chachim, as we learn throughout the Daf, so of course you have to stand in front of a Sefer Torah. Several of the Mefarshim, including Rishonim and Achronim, dealing with the following question. This Gemara seems to be a contradiction to a Gemara in Makkos. The Gemara in Makkos of Chav Beis and Beis says, "Omar Rovo, kama tipshoi sharinshi. How fools are some people? They kaimi mekame sefer Torah. They get up in front of a sefer Torah. For they kaimi mekame gavir abo. They don't get up in front of a mechachem. They be sefer Torah k'tiv arboim b'osro abonon b'atzru chado." And Torah says to get 40 malchus, Arboi Mekenu. Rabbanan told us, no, it's not 40, it's 39. So who's greater, the Torah or Rabbanan? The Rabbanan are greater than Torah, because the Torah says one thing and we do something else. So if you get up in front of a Sefer Torah, of course you should get up in front of a Talmid Chacham. This seems to be a direct contradiction to our Gemara. Our Gemara says that the Sefer Torah is greater than Talmid Chacham. And the Gemara in Makkos says the Talmid Chacham is greater than the Sefer Torah. The Rishayim and the Sugya bring this question. And the Ran here brings two answers. We'll get back to the first answer in a moment. But the second answer of the Ran is, what's brought down also in Teis HaRosh and Teis HaRid, that what the Gemara in Makkos means to say is, how do we know that you need to get up in front of a Sefer Torah? So we see in our Gemara, because if you get up in front of a Talmid Chacham, Kol Shekein, you have to get up in front of a Sefer Torah. So the source to get up in front of a Sefer Torah is a Talmid Chacham. Because you get up in front of a Talmid Chacham, so Kol Shekein, you have to get up in front of a Sefer Torah. So somebody gets up in front of a Sefer Torah and not gets up in front of a Talmid Chacham, that's ridiculous. If you don't get up in front of a Talmid Chacham, you don't know you have to get up in front of a Sefer Torah. So true, Sefer Torah is greater than Talmid Chacham. But the source to get up in front of a Sefer Torah comes from the source that we learned, you have to get up in front of a Talmid Chacham. The Ma'arit brings this answer, and the Ma'arit says he has a problem with the answer. This is because the Gemara there in Makkos says, what's the reason that Talmid Chacham is greater than Sefer Torah, as we said before? Because Talmid Chacham is the one who reduced what the Torah said. The Torah says you have to get 40 malchus. And the Talmid Chacham said they have to get only one malchus less, which is 39. So Mashra, that's the reason. And Mashra, the Talmid Chacham is greater than the Torah. Not that it's only the source to getting up in front of a Torah. So then the Ma'arit says a different answer. The many of the Achronim go with this answer in the Sugya, including the Pnei Yeshua and the Divrei Shaul and others. And he says there's two levels of Talmid Chacham. There's a Talmid Chacham who is a gavur rabba, a mamish, a great person, who can go and change what the Torah says. Now we're talking about the superstar Talmid Chachamim of the generation. They can come and tell you the Torah, even though it says one thing, will explain it a different way. They are greater than the Torah, because they can change what the Torah says. But what the Gemara by us is talking about is someone who's called the Baal Shmuas. He knows a lot of Torah, so you have to respect him. But he doesn't have the power to change a Torah. So your mail goes like this. There's three levels. The lower level is someone who knows a lot of Torah. Above him is a Sefer Torah. And that's the Gemara by us that says, if you get up in front of a Talmid Chacham, Koshkin, you should get up in front of a Sefer Torah. And above that is the Gavur Rabbo, who is able to change a Torah. He's even greater than the Torah. This idea of the Ma'arit is echoed also in the Birkei Yosef, the Chido. Because as we learned in the previous daf, the Gemara says that Talmid Chacham, Torah delay, Torah belongs to him, and it can be moichel his kovet. So says the Birkei Yosef, that's only a Talmid Chacham who's a gavur rabba. He has the ownership of Torah. But a shayne halacha, someone just knows things, because he's not considered to be a gavur rabba. He's not the owner of Torah, so he cannot be moichel on his kovet. Because he doesn't own the Torah. His mom has the same idea with the Ma'arit. And Reb Tzadik HaKoyen, in the Sefer Sichas Malachi Ashor, says the same idea. And he adds that the Gemara tells them in the Zohar, Lo ilo mil moid odom v'chakech yehege. There's two stages of learning. There's learning, just to know, and then you me'ayin. So the first stage is when you say a Sefer Torah is greater. The second stage is when a person becomes greater than the Sefer Torah. A third and final answer that we'll bring here today is an answer of the Shmaitzel. The Ketzayis HaChoshen has a Sefer called Shev Shmaitzel. In the Agdom of that Sefer, he speaks about Divrei Agado. And it goes in the order of Alabes, and the Ois Ayin speaks about this question. And he brings the answer, he says, based on the Maharal, that the Torah without the Talmid Chacham is something we can't use. We can't understand Torah without having the Chachamim to explain to us. That similar to what Rabbi Akiva told Shonus Trophus of Russia, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an imperfect world, and whoever has to perfect it is a human being. That's what we have to do with Bris Milah, because the things that need to be perfected. So the Torah before the Chachamim is an imperfect thing. You can't really relate to it. You need the Chachamim to perfect it. But once the Chachamim perfected the Torah, now the Torah is greater. He brings a mashal of you having workers that are coming and working on a field and making a beautiful orchard. So before the workers came in, the orchard was not beautiful. But now that the workers work there, now the orchard became beautiful. So the main thing is the orchard. Just without the workers, you wouldn't get there. So says the Shmaitz, that pshat over here. Without the Mechach, if he's not here, so the Sevetera doesn't really have any, it's not accessible to us. So therefore, if you mechabed the Torah on its own, of course you have to mechabed the Mechach that explains us the Torah, because without him, you don't have access to the Torah. But once you appreciate what the Mechachim did to explain to us the Torah, now the Torah became even greater. So the Torah is greater than Mechachim. So it's not a steer, it's not a contradiction. The only Gemara in Makkos, it says, you have to give comment to Mechachim because without them, I don't have access to Torah. But in our Gemara, it says, you should know that Torah is greater than Mechachim. And if you imagine, this is really the first answer of the Ran over here, and a very similar Mahalach with the Marshad Veer in Makkos says. Anyone want to join the Shomachshova email list or want to go, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.